Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me here. How are you, Stuart?
Doing well, Eric. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, you too. I'm doing well. And once again, you're bringing us a bit of the Beacon. Tell us what you've got.
Well, we're talking about some stories in our money section in September this time. Life insurance policies. Mm. You know, sometimes, especially when you're talking to older people, they bought a whole life insurance policy when they were young, when they started having children, or when they were, you know, first married.
Right.
And the policy is built up and built up and built up, and here they are in their later years. They may have either so much other wealth that they don't really need it, or their children, they've already left them money in some other way, or they have property, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the question is, do I continue paying premiums on this life insurance policy after all this time, or should I just stop? Well, don't stop, because that's just throwing away all that investment.
Right.
You don't want to do that. Some people say, well, I have a different problem. They don't have enough money to live on. And they say, look, there's all this wealth wrapped up in this life insurance policy. I can't draw on it. It's only for people who come after me, but I need it.
Right.
You know, I need some cash now. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So in either of those cases, there's been an option in recent years called life settlement. And what that means is you basically sell your life insurance policy to investors. And they take over the responsibility for paying the premiums, and they collect the death benefit when you go. And in the meantime, they pay you something up front, which is typically a lot more than you would get from the cash surrender value if you just went to the insurance company and said, I'm cashing this in, give me what I can get back.
Right.
And they give you very little in that case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in between what that's worth and what you would get if you kept it till you died, of course.
Right.
So there's a market for it, and there's a purpose to it. But this article talks not only about that value, but also about other alternatives you might have that might be worth more to you. Because the amount that they'll pay you on a life settlement depends upon how old you are,
right,
what your life expectancy is at this time. Of course, a lot of the interest rates and what kind of thing. Mm. So right now, with you know the way things are going, low interest rates and whatnot, people aren't getting very much. They're getting maybe 10 to 25% of their death benefit.
Really? That's
yeah.
all?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there are also lots of fees involved. When you do this, you might not be aware of that, but a lot of transaction costs. So there's a broker's commission. There's other kinds of fees for the buyer. Because the investors have been stung. Investors used to pay a lot more for these things.
Mm-hmm.
But then people are living longer than they expected. So they're not getting the returns they were expecting either. So they're paying less.
What a terrible business.
Well, but it serves a function, right? I mean, the whole point of insurance is to help you out or help your family out. So it served a function while you needed it when you were raising a family, and now it can serve a function of giving you some cash to live on in your later years.
Okay. So the cash value, the cash benefit of it for the person who needs the money then.
Right.
Okay, I can accept that.
And another reason I should explain for that is that there's tax problems. You know, if you have life insurance, it goes to your beneficiaries tax-free.
Right.
If you're in a life settlement, the investor has to pay tax on what they get when you die. It's not – they're not the beneficiary in the same way that I don't think. I think I read this, that they have to pay tax on their death benefit when they do it because it's an investment. And you have to pay tax on when you get back in your life settlement, which also cuts into how much you save out of it. So
Right. There
are a lot of things to take into account. So there are other options. Here are some of the options that I thought were good in the article. One, if you have beneficiaries, you don't need the policy, but you don't need the cash either. But your beneficiaries can take over the premium payments. You don't want to have to keep paying it.
Right.
Let them pay it. They're going to get the $1 million at the end or whatever it is.
Sure.
You know, how hard is that? Ask your insurance company if you can borrow money against it. That's another way of getting cash out of your life insurance without canceling it. Ask them if they can revise the future premiums so that maybe you don't owe premiums anymore and they'll cap the payout to less than you originally agreed to. There are lots of ways you can negotiate this kind of thing. And you can also, of course, donate it to charity, which is a very nice way of benefiting others. So lots of different options you have.
In fact, you can give money to your children. I mean, I'm not an accountant here, but you can give money to your children tax-free. They can then pay for the health benefit.
That's true, too.
Right? So there's a variety of different ways to tackle that.
Lots of ways.
You can read more about this in the Beacon newspaper. Pick up your free copy today. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I've got my friend Victor Falea from Beltway Movers, who joins me again today. Victor, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Victor, I asked you to come back this week. Thanks, by the way. Great interview last week. And by the way, if you missed it, go back to last week's show and listen to the interview with Victor about his job. It's Beltway Movers, but what they are facilitators. They'll make things easy for you. They're the son or daughter that's not at home any longer that you could tell what to do to help you get things done. Okay,
with no arguing, of course.
Of course. for those of you who are thinking about doing a renovation, you're not even thinking about moving, this is for you. This is for you because the challenge oftentimes is getting the stuff out of your house temporarily in a way that it's easy for you to get it back when you're finished And for those of you who are doing your hardwood floors or you're redoing your kitchen, you may decide you would rather not run the risk of pushing everything to one side or the other. Perhaps you've decided that it's time to refinish your whole basement. It's an unfinished space, but you've got a lot of stuff down there and you need to get it all out to get the job done for a temporary storage. That's where the cow, right?
Correct. The container on wheels.
The container on wheels, the COWS, C-O-W-S, container on wheels comes in. And Victor, tell us about that.
It's a portable storage unit that we can deliver to your driveway or the street right in front of your house that you can load yourself for temporary storage, or you could ask my guys to come in and load it for you. We can leave it in front of your home, or we can drag it back to the warehouse until you're ready to have it delivered back again. Mm-hmm. But Eric touched on it. It's a very common occurrence for people to call and ask me to pack and move their kitchen to the garage so they can get their kitchen redone, mm-hmm. or to resituate their whole main level so they can get the hardwood floors replaced or refinished. It's not an uncommon occurrence at all. The portable storage units are good. If it's a short-term thing, a lot of times we can just leave it on the truck for a couple nights. Or if it's a long-term, we can just bring it back to the warehouse, put it in storage, and deliver it when you're ready. So there's many different ways to get it done.
Fascinating. So the cows, give us a chance to understand the pricing on a cow, like size, drop-off, pick-up, re-deliver, that kind of thing.
We tried to make it very, very easy. We charge $300 to drop off a cow at your house, leave it there for a month, and pick it up empty. There's additional month fees if you want extra months. If you want it moved here and there and different stops, we add on fees. Mm-hmm. But it averages about $250 a month to store 4 to 5 rooms worth of furniture and boxes and miscellaneous in a 16-foot unit.
This is great for those families who are going to sell their house, don't know exactly where they're moving yet. In fact, they've decided, I'm not ready to buy something yet. I'm going to rent for a little while until I decide. They're oftentimes going to move maybe even to like an Oakwood or someplace that's furnished for mm-hmm. 4 or 5 months while right. they do their shopping, but they need a place to put their things. You guys can drop off the cow. You can actually not only drop off the cow, you could deliver the cow, load the cow, and then move the cow. And then when it comes time to deliver it, you can deliver it, either unload it for them again or leave it for them to unload. You're flexible.
That is correct.
And $300 for you to put the cow in the driveway, and then you pick it back up empty a month later. They can do any kind of work if they're redoing kitchen floors, whatever. It becomes an extra room that you may not have to put all your stuff, in fact, 5 rooms worth of stuff, while you're waiting to get your refurbishment done.
And it was designed to fit in a single car parking spot.
Okay.
To give you an idea of the size and the dimensions. It'll fit in a single car garage, for instance. Or it can sit on the apron next to your driveway right out front on the street.
Great.
It's wonderful.
Great. So how would people get a hold of you if they want to get a cow, maybe?
At beltwaymovers.com mm-hmm. or 301-340-2310.
That's, again, 301-340-2310. Common misperceptions when hiring a mover. You have any?
Sometimes customers, when I explain all the different services we offer, they say, wow, you can do that? Say, mom or dad are no longer with us and you have mm-hmm. to clear out their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that not only can I move items for you to your house, I can store them, I can take stuff to charity, I can take stuff to auction, and I can even dispose of items. So I become the one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. I have connections to get items all over the world. So if you have family that's afar, we can ship that baby grand piano to Seattle. We can ship items to Japan. It's through partners. It's not our truck going that far, but it's a one-stop shop, and I can get it all done for you.
Great. Again, that number is 301-340-2310 to get a hold of Victor Falea and the fine folks at Beltway Movers. Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, they serve all areas. Hey, let's turn our attention to a couple of properties that we have for sale. One is at 9200 Falls Chapel Way. In Potomac, this is in the Wooten School District, Cold Spring Elementary, over 4,100 square feet of living space on the first 2 floors, plus about 1,000 square feet in the basement. The house was built in 72. However, it was completely gutted and redone in the last 5 to 6 years. I want to encourage you, if you're looking for a great example of staging, to take a peek at this particular virtual tour of the property. It's a 6-bedroom, 5.5-bath house for just under $1.2 million. It's worth every penny that the sellers are asking, every penny. It's absolutely stunning, and you can see it at ericstewartgroup.com. When I get back in just a second, I'll tell you about another wonderful house we've got right after this.